The world with football with no head injuries and middle schools and high schools had the money to buy $500 helmets would be awesome, but that's not the case. Regular helmets make your brain not shake or take damage. With every bump, and every hit, your brain shakes just a little bit. And that means when you take those big hurtful hits, your brain acts like an orange in a glass of water and being shook around. So that's why I want to make the world's first energy absorbable helmet. That's what the interior absorbs the damage that your brain will be taking. So your brain is not being shook around anymore. And the exterior and the interior are two different platforms that would help to absorb the damage that your brain is being put through. And the helmet will not be literally touching your head. This will decrease the head injury rate, be a lot less, and mean that people could play the game without worrying about injuries or anything of that matter. That would mean that more athletes and more competition and more superstar caliber athletes. I have a little brother that loves to play football with me and my dad, but the problem is that he's really scared that he can get a concussion or a head injury of that sort. Because a few years ago, I got a concussion and he was scared that I would die or get extremely hurt or something bad would happen to me. When I played football this year for the school, and then after the injury, I asked him to play with me, and the answer he gave me was, "I don't want to get hurt like you did, Frankie." And then I knew there was a problem, and I knew that I had to help him. But I had no way to help him. So I decided that I was going to save up on my lawnmower money. And then after I reached enough money, I bought him a $400 helmet. Those memory foam was supposed to absorb all the hits that the helmet that your brain was going to get. And that was the newest one in his size, and was the one that I had money for. So I showed it to him, and I asked him to put it on, but he said it was, the same outcome was going to come out of it. He was going to get hurt, and nothing else was going to happen. But I asked him nicely to try it on. He did. And then I asked him to hit me, which he loves hitting stuff, so I guess he would do it even if I didn't have the helmet. And then after the hit, he didn't really feel anything. According to him, he tried to get to the ground, but he didn't really get that far. After the hit, he told me, "Frankie, I didn't feel that. I felt just like a bump into you." Well, yeah, that's what the helmet is meant for. He decided to play again, and I wondered if I could make a helmet like this for less money. That's how I thought of this idea. I knew it would be a challenge, so I did more research, and I thought I could help people that had no money for helmets that cost more than they were willing to pay. But it was way too much for a 12-year-old at that time, and I just left it alone. So I was planning to continue the job right after I had retired from the NFL, which would help me and would make me way more rich than I was in the NFL. My new invention, everybody could buy a helmet for $100 through $80, and it would be a high quality helmet, a completely game changer for the NFL, or just for high school and middle school students.